With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going to go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and bring in play-by-play voice of high school football on Friday Night Ohio, Sam Berkwin. How we doing, Sam?
Garrett, how you doing, my man?
Hey, I'm doing really good, really good. You know, first thing I heard was when the 6 games happened, I went and I definitely reached out to you via text. You're all over the high school football in the state of Ohio, and you've been all over this topic pretty much since, you know, coming into the summer and entering the football season. Sam, this 6-game season and 6-game rundown, this can be considered a little bit of both. Do you think this is a good thing? Some people could be a little disappointed because it is cutting down on the opportunity for the kids to go out there and play, cutting it to 6 games. But on the other end of the spectrum, at least it's 6. At least it's something that they still get to work with. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, Garrett, when this came out yesterday, it's been not 24 hours yet. I'm still trying to digest what's going on, trying to, you know, with a fine-tooth comb, go through and look and read every little thing over and over again, exactly what happened and maybe how they came to this conclusion. And I've talked to a lot of people that have said, okay, if you can play 6 games, why can't you play 10? Some people are like, hey, it's better than nothing. Some are like, you know what, as much of a high school football fan as I am, and I'm quoting some of these other people, just scrap the season. This is goofy. Let's just come back and wait again and do it next year. But they're going to give it a shot. Now, Mike DeWine, the governor of the state of Ohio, could put the kibosh on all this at some point next week or the week after. Who knows? They keep dragging their feet on that. But at the end of the day, they're going to play 6 games. Everybody's going to be able to be eligible for the playoffs. You have to want to participate in that. You have to opt in, so to speak, and they've given a specific date for that. Schedules are going to totally be reworked. You have some teams, some schools that aren't going to be that have said, hey, we're not doing anything until October, some not until the middle of September. Well, the season's going to start, supposedly, on the 24th, and the playoffs are going to start October 9th, and here we go. But I'll tell you what, you could not pay me enough to be an athletic director right now, because those folks are dealing with a lot of headaches, and this is going to be chaotic, I think, for quite a while.
Yeah, I know, you know, Antonio Hall, he's not an athletic director at Canton. Come here. Good luck, Tone. Hope that works out for you,
fun,
buddy.
Have fun with that.
Man, you know, trying to find out who you're going to play and what this thing looks like. I was looking at some of the information as well myself. And the way it looks like they've worded certain things is, they've given an opportunity for some teams to possibly play up to 10 games. Am I correct in that? And that's the thing that I kind of, you know, understand what you're saying. If you could play 6, you could play 10, because they said no team is allowed to have more than 10 games in a season. So if some team gets hit with a wave and their whole team is out, and that school district says, "Hey, listen, we're not gonna be able to play. The team's done for the year." Does that mean that other teams could potentially jump in to play a sixth or seventh, eighth, ninth, and possibly a tenth game?
It could. I mean, and here's the deal, and this is one of the things that I think, I don't know. You could possibly play, or you could play your six games, but then you could opt not to participate in the postseason. But then you could go ahead and play four more regular season games. That would be your 10, and then that's it. You hang up your helmet, you go home. I'm not so sure I understand or agree with that. When I saw that, and I know that the Division III, when they decided to shut down, the OAC was talking about possibly, well, maybe at some point we could play some games, but there would be no postseason tournament. There would be no playoffs. And the first guy that I thought of was the old ball coach, Herm Edwards. What would he think about that? You know, you play to win the games, and, oh, well, we're just going to go out and play a five or six, and there's no postseason, there's no end game, just go out and have a little fun and forget about it. I don't know if I quite buy that or understand that. So I don't know. I think it would be weird if a high school football team with, I don't know, say you go 4-2, maybe you go 5-1. For some reason, maybe your schedule ended up not being as difficult as it looked prior to COVID-19. And the coach is like, you know what, I don't think we can really do much here. Let's just call it. But then we're going to go pick up some more games, and we're going to play 10, and then we're going to – I don't know. I have a hard time with that, and I can't imagine that being a situation at a lot of our schools in Ohio, but you never know. It's one of those years, man, 2020. You prepare and you expect anything.
On the North Orem State Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, talking to Sam Berkman, play-by-play of the Mountain Union Purple Raiders and play-by-play of high school football on Friday night, Ohio. You look in when we talk about it, when you look at the high school schedule and the high school slate, I've been trying to figure out how this thing translates. Obviously, you're doing stuff on both levels, with the collegiate level and high school level. And if you are already placing and putting these rules in place for high school kids, what is the trickle-down theory in terms of, all right, so those kids, it's not safe for those people to play, but how is it going to be safe for college teams, even from the Division III to on up to the big schools like Ohio State? How does that really make sense?
Yeah, as you know, the Division III has shut it down. Division II has shut it down. So there's Division I. There's the big daddy. That's the only one that's left. And they've, you know, no non-conference games there. Except I did see the other day where the Big 12 was going to try to play one non-conference game and then go into the conference season. So different things going on. We know that, you know, obviously the Ivy League has said, nope, we're not even going to go to school. We're going to remote learn. There will be no athletics. There was lots of scuttlebutt out in the Pac-12. I know California and some of the schools, maybe we'll wait until maybe October to get things going. But you're right. If you can play at the high school level, and obviously we're counting divisions 1-7 here, you know, you start saying, well, hey, why can't we give it a shot with D3, D2, NAIA? You know, how is it going to affect the whole picture of Division I? And Garrett, as you know, man, there is a lot of money riding on the line, especially at the Division I level. So we'll see. I got to believe if the high school kids are going to be able to give it a go here in the state of Ohio, I mean, the thinking would be, I think, most across the country, hey, why can't we play?
You know, I opened bringing it back to, you know, the high school experience. I said that, you know, football and everything is in the fabric of a kid who's played their whole life. You already canceled baseball last year, mm-hmm. track. There was no prom. There's no graduation. You come back again this year. You're starting to work out. You think you get a little bit of a reprieve because you finally get out the house. You're working out and you're like, okay, well, it's my senior year. It's what I've been living and waiting for. And then they cut it to 6 games. If you're a senior, you're a parent, what are you thinking right now in terms of the likelihood of this thing finishing out? Because this is something we never really seen. And if seniors aren't able to play, what do you think kind of the long-term effect of that is?
Well, I have read a lot of comments from a lot of coaches, and I've even talked to some. They said, our kids need to play sports. They need to play. They need this. They need this for structure. They need this to continue to build, as young men, to build their minds, build their bodies, build their souls, build their mentality. We all hit a lot of bumps in the road in our life. We all face adversity. And it's always been said about the game of football, no sport teaches you more about life than the sport of football. A lot of these kids need this. They've worked hard for it. I don't care if you're a freshman or if you're going to be a senior. And you take that structure away, that the peace in life of accountability, of maybe taking some constructive criticism, overcoming adversity, being with your friends, being with your brothers in battle on the gridiron, practice, hanging out and having lunch or sharing stories in between 2-a-day practices, the Friday night lights, the big games. You take that away from some of these kids, and it's just going to be hard on them. They have to have that, and it's being ripped away from them, right now. So that's why I kind of lean toward, hey, give me the 6. That's better than nothing, and go out and try to compete. Maybe win a league championship. Yeah, it might be a little tainted. Maybe go win a state championship. But the fact to be with your friends, to be with the kids you grew up with, to be with your coaches, to learn, to live, to play, to be able to bounce back, to celebrate, we got to have that.
Talking to Sam Berkwin on the North Carolina State Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, play-by-play voice of Friday Night Ohio High School Game of the Week. Also, play-by-play of the Mountain Union Purple Raiders. And I think you nailed it right there. You nailed it right there as far as what it terms it means. If I had my high school senior year taken away or any year taken away, it's a large part of the identity of who I am. You can't tell my story without seeing, where I went to high school and what sports I played. When you look at it from an administration point of view, and you're trying to get these guys and you're trying to get everything done on the field, do you think what Mike DeWine is going through right now in his mind is saying, I totally understand what everybody is saying. Totally understand it. But I don't know if we can pull this thing off. Do you think that he makes a statement coming up within, next couple of days that kind of puts a blanket thing on everything and it's going to govern and rule what exactly we're going to do in all over high school?
Well, I would be shocked if he does not make some sort of an announcement. Himself, John Husted, I would be shocked if they did not make an announcement, send out a release no later than Wednesday. You can't keep toying with kids, the coaches, the moms and the dad. You can't keep doing that. You've done it way too long already. You've got to come up with a decision. The OHSAA has put together what they think is fair or not, whatever you want to call it, they've come up with a plan. They've crossed their T's, they've dotted their I's, put it in writing. Here you go. So now, again, the ball is in the governor's court. I know that there are leagues holding, like, emergency meetings. I know the Federal League down here in the Stark County area They scheduled an emergency meeting coming up here to figure out schedules, figure out, you know, press box protocol. Who's going to play who? Is anybody thinking about maybe not opting into the postseason? Let us know now. We got to get our ducks in a row. But, Garrett, I got to believe the governor's got to make a decision here no later than Wednesday, because if you're going to start this thing on the 24th, 25th, you know, Monday's going to be August the 11th. That's a little over 2 weeks. You can't let people hang any longer. You got to make a decision.
You know, it just came up with in the thoughts on this. I don't, you know, are they, in terms of the OSHSAA, are they going to allow people, say in the event, a team, between now and whenever the season starts, say a team is hit with COVID and their school just says we can't play. Are they going to allow special waivers for kids to transfer? Is that a possibility in the event that high school football doesn't even get started for some schools? Because I know that the requirements for transferring are quite stringent at this point. Have they had any provisions with that?
The latest that I saw, Garrett, and this was a couple of weeks ago. Now, things could have changed. Things might change. Maybe they should. The bylaws state there will be no change in the rules of the transferring of the bylaws. Now, as we've all seen around the state of Ohio, there are pockets in the state. It is the wild, wild west, and everybody's transferred everywhere. They're transferred for basketball. They'll go back to their school to play baseball. They'll go back to another school to play. We've seen it happen. Now, here's the thing. There are there's 719 schools that play football in the state of Ohio. I might be off by a couple. And let's just say that there's, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 that aren't going to play. You mean to tell me you're not going to let a young man go play football somewhere else? I mean, that's a tough pill to swallow, man. If somebody is ready to go, they've been practicing, they've been playing football, especially if it's a really, really, really good player, or it's a young man that might only need four or five or six more games on game film for a coach at a college to say, hey, I want you to come play for me. Here's a scholarship. I don't think that's right to take that away. So you should not penalize somebody under these circumstances. Now, I don't agree with a lot of the other transferring that goes on. It's baloney, to be honest with you. But in this certain situation here, you can't penalize a kid because the program has taken the opportunity away or the school or what have you. You should let that young man go play football. And if he can find a spot and somebody is willing to take him and make room and what have you, and then, you know, do all the clerical work and make sure everything's cool on the up and up, then I think that should be able to happen. I don't think that's fair for a young man not to be able to play ball because the school has decided that they're not going to play.
Sam, man, I really appreciate your time this early on a Saturday. You know, one of the best to ever do it as far as high school football and the knowledge and the inside information. I really appreciate you, and we'll talk to you again soon with this season coming up.
Garrett, give us back our football, man. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Have a good weekend, bud.
Always, man. Sam Berkman on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.